Why would all these women tell these different stories about you if they were not true? And they don't know each other. That defies logic to me.
Right. Until you hear the explanation. You can start a rumor on a guy like me or a celebrity just like that. All you have to do is push a button on your phone and say, so-and-so did this to me, R. Kelly did this to me. And if you get any traction from that, if you're able to write a book from that, if you're able to get a reality show, then any girl that I had a relationship in the past that it just didn't work out, she can come and say the same exact thing.
Are you blaming this on social media?
I'm talking about the power of social media.
In 2008, R. Kelly was found not guilty on 14 counts of child pornography after prosecutors in Chicago failed to convince a jury that he was a man seen in a sex tape with a girl as young as 13.
What do you want to say to your fans?
Last month, Kelly was indicted again, this time charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse of four women, including three who the charges say were minors at the time.
Have you ever had sex with anyone under the age of 17?
No.
Never?
No.
I have to tell you, it's so hard to believe that based on all the regret.
I'm going to tell you something, Gail. There's one thing. What women said about me. So nobody's allowed to be mad at me and be scorned and lie on me.
So they're lying on you. That's your explanation. They're lying on you.
Absolutely.
You feel that people have maligned your character?
I have been assassinated. I have been buried alive. But I'm alive.
So I think the point you're making is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well,
how stupid would it be for R. Kelly, with all I've been through in my way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said. How stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you
were holding. That's stupid, guys.
I didn't.
Is this camera on me?
Yes, it's on.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Don't forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want to, but just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
Robert.
Stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't quit playing. Quit playing.
Robert.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years of my rib.
Robert.
30 years of my rib. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
gonna. This
let
is
the
not true. This is not. Doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me we're gonna destroy your career.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw.
It's real girls out there missing. It's real young girls out there being abducted, being raped. Okay. They really are on chains. They really do have chains on their wrists, and they can't get out.
Robert,
and they're ending up buried in
debt. Robert, we have to have a conversation.
This is
really, I don't want you just ranting at the camera.